your LTR or mobile.
Tonight, so you know, just a little few things to keep me busy today. And go ahead, Tom.
Gloomy morning here, but it's a morning. Oh, we haven't got much further to go. Unfortunately, I'd like to sit here and visit with you guys. You know, we're headed down to Tractor Supply to get some chicken feed, just to get out and do something, I guess you would say. It is starting to sprinkle here a little bit. We had a little over an inch of rain, and it come pretty hard for a while, and then it went into moderation about as quick. I hope it didn't wash our grass seed away. That gets expensive. But we got her all done, and just thankful to have that finished. Is there? It's supposed to rain, Dave, for the next 3 days, so I would say that figure on Thursday, and I think I'd do it a little later in the day because it's supposed to be 50 in the morning, and it's supposed to be 70s in the afternoon, which is wonderful, and dry. And we are not going to get out of the truck. We're going to sit here and visit for a little while. It's starting to pour down rain. This is N0TR. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, no grass cutting, and looks like I'm not going to be playing any tennis either. I'll tell you what. and I can't even remember the last time I hit a tennis ball. I think it was the first of last week. But anyway, oh boy, I tell you, I'm going to get some tires right now. I finally wore my tires out on my Mustang. Of course, they were about 50% worn when I bought it, and that's been almost 3 years ago. So, anyway, go ahead, Rusty.
Well, I was wondering if you were bragging or complaining about how long your tires lasted, but you know, hey. Anyway, yeah, it was starting to sprinkle rain over here. I'm wondering what these power line crews are going to do over here with that rain coming up possibly here. And all they're out here putting up new poles and moving lines over from the old ones to the new ones. So a lot of interesting things going on out here. And hopefully, you know, nobody will get a real shock out of life today. So, and keep it going. And got them over here, you know, trying to do the work. And they're replacing our poles and replacing the wire and everything else, trying to get us all upgraded, you know, which is nice. And looking forward to that, so we'll see what happens there. But anyway, good to talk to both of you. And yeah, Tom, the thing about it is, Miss Bernice needs to stay in the car because she's so sweet, she'd melt if she got out there. You're like old salt. All you do is get lumpy. Go ahead, Tom.
That's not what Bernice says. She says that kind of stuff floats, Rusty. actually, I made that up. She'd never say anything like that, but truth, you know. Well, Dave, the grandson, or the daughter and son-in-law brought over the grandson's new stud horse yesterday, and I'm telling you, that is a beautiful piece of machinery. Up to 33,000 miles on it now, and it's a one owner. I'm telling you, the trunk looks like it's never been used, and it's just beautiful altogether. The only fault I could find at all was the big white pinstripes that come up the center. It's an 07, had some crackling effect in them. Now, I don't know if that was factory or not, but my neighbor Tim's had two of the Mustangs, and he said, oh, that's easily replaced, Tom. He said they just replace it, put new stuff on there. But they're not going to do that. There was one little scratch on the bottom of the bumper underneath the car on the right-hand side, you know, down below the headlight, like when you pull into one of these parking places that has concrete that's too high and you scrape it a little bit. That was the only mark on the whole car today.
KB4CPA. Oh, yeah. Well, and remind me, what year is this vehicle?
2007, with 33,000 actual miles on it. And it looked like it had brand new Pirelli tires on it.
Well, you can look on the tires and at the DOT number, and the last four digits will be the month and, let's see, yeah, the year, I'm sorry, wait a minute, God, I'm losing my mind, the year and the month they were made, so like it'll say 07-33, that means that they were made in 2007, the 33rd week of 2007.
Well, I knew there was a lot of codes on them there. I suspect with 33,000 in a car like that, it has a 4.6 liter in it. Boy, it sounds good. I suspect that they had just changed the tires on it, and they look like it. There's lots of rubber left on them, but we will check that. And go ahead, Rusty.
You guys talk about cars like that. That's, you know, that's always nice. And cars are always nice to look at and everything and see. But, you know, no new ones, not a new one for me right now anyway. I might get a new to me later this year, but not right this minute. So, anyway, and all, but, yeah, and I'm glad somebody got something pretty to show off. And so, anyway, Tom, I'm gonna throw it back over to you, and I've got to go do a couple of things, and I'll catch up to both of you later. And have a good one. N0TR to take it with KB4CBA. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, 7-3s for now.
Okie doke, Rusty. You have a nice day, and I hope you get a new one soon. This one was a 2007, and it's for grandson. And I hope he takes care of it. I think he will. I think it will be like a... I can't imagine having a car like that, Dave. I had a... when we was in the service out in California, when we come back to Kansas, I had a 62 Ford, and it wasn't very reliable, put it that way. And my first pickup truck was a 53 Chevy 3100, and I drove that thing for 13 years, and I gave $50 for it. And I had to go uncover it over at this dairy farm, a friend of mine at work, and hadn't been tagged in 8 years. It was covered with baling wire and fence wire and stuff. He says, Tom, all we ever done is haul beans out of the field with us the last 8 years. He says, you might have trouble getting a title on it, but I didn't. And it was an M-Line 6 216. And everybody said, you got to get rid of that, Tom. That's a Babbitt bearing. And you need the insert bearings. So I don't know if you ever even heard of that, Dave. But it was a good truck.
What year did you say the truck was?
It was a 53. I later had a 55 first series Chevrolet. And it was a good truck, too. But the kids kind of took that over and drove it all the way through high school. And it was a nice truck. But that 53, the guys, they always accused me of Gibson's Best Fortune deck enamel was what I painted it with every year religiously. That was a discount store back there in Kansas then. With a 4-inch paintbrush, and they said that was all that was holding that truck together.
Painted it with a paintbrush. Okay, well, my first car my parents gave me, it was, I was in college, and they gave it to me in 74. It was a 63 Chevy Bel Air 4-door 283. Power Glide transmission, 83,000 miles, I think it was. It was about wore out when they gave it to me, but these cars didn't last like they do now. And it wasn't long, a couple of years, I had to have a transmission rebuilt, and then the cam got worn on it, and it started backfiring through the carburetor a little bit when you step down on it, but it got me from point A to point B in college, and I sold it with a battery that came out of a junkyard, and I tell you, when you're in college, you know, you just don't have much money, so... And, or at least I didn't. So I knew the dad of one of the guys I went to school with at Morris Hill. His dad owned the junkyard. So if I ever needed anything, I went to him, and he was always real fair with me.
Yep. Well, we used to go out to the junkyard a lot too. What was Mark's last name? Hufford. Hufford's Junkyard. I can tell you a story. You go out there and take the stuff off yourself, Dave. It boils down to poor people's got poor ways, but we made her, buddy. Dave got around and the rain stopped here temporarily. And good to hear you. KB4CBA in 0TR73.
All right, well, y'all enjoy the rest of your day, and good to talk with you. NZERO TRK P4CBA, clear.